This is Dr. Schumacher dictating progress on Penny Helms. Last name H-E-L-M-S, first name Penny, P-E-N-N-Y. Place was Courtyard of Swartz Creek. Date was June 20th, 2022. Imperative Chief Complaint. Mrs. Helms has seen regarding diabetes mellitus. History of stroke. Hypertension. And depression. Compare history. Overall, Ms. Helm is not doing too badly, period. She's not overly depressed, period. She remains on a low dose of Zoloft 25 milligrams daily. Line. Her hypertension is stable at the present time, and there's no headache or any cardiac symptoms now, period. There's some 2 plus edema, but it's not as bad as at other times in the past, period. New paragraph. She has a stroke, her left side is weak, and she's not walking and mobilized in a wheelchair, period. New line, she has diabetes mellitus, and some of them are in the most in the 100s, period. Some are around 220, and the lowest ones are 82 and 89 recently, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, and no headaches, no hypoglycemic symptoms, period. Okay, if you do assistance, constitutional, no fever, terminal, remainder, weight change. I. No. Visual complaints, ENT, no smoke, hoarseness, or earache. Respiration, not sort of breath or coughing, cardiovascular chest pain or other symptoms, GI, no current complaints, GU, no dysuria. New paragraph, CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history is positive for arthritis, stroke, diabetes, mellitus, type 2, hearing impairment, depression, anxiety. Hypertension, hypovolemia, cancer of cervix, urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence. Compared to family history, her father died at 85 and had dementia, likely Alzheimer's, period. Her mother died at 78 and she had COPD, period. She's a sister with heart problems and one that's deceased and had heart problems. Examination, you're not acutely distressed, temperature 97.3, pulse 71, respiratory 16, blood pressure 10 over 70, O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck. He's blind in the left eye and the left pupil does not react, period. The left exocular movements don't react. All mucosa normal. The lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal as long as 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft, non tender. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, period. She has a trigger finger in the left, with the left. Which one? Middle finger. New paragraph, neurologic. Apart from the vision, cranes are grossly intact, period. The left side is weaker, period. And this includes the upper and lower extremities, and she's not ambulatory, period. The left plantar response is extensor. New paragraph, a foot exam was done, and that showed pulse of the 1 plus. Sensation was intact. Motor strength was about normal, and even if she has left-handed feet, she still has fairly good flexion and extension of her foot and toes, period. There's no lesions, also there's gangrene, and she has edema 2+. the paragraph assessment and plan. Watching as I meet mellitus, and this plan will continue to advance this at 34 units daily plus my nephrite 4 milligrams daily. Period 2, she has history of stroke, and I'll continue to estimate 1 milligram daily plus Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Period 3, she has hypertension, control of Lasartan 100 milligrams daily. And 4, she has depression, I will continue. Fill up 25 milligrams daily, and this seems controlled, period. Why she has osteoarthritis, and she has issues with shoulder range of motion, period. She is available aspirin cream every 12 hours if needed. Okay, you say overall plan, period. This is Dr. Shulman dictating and of dictation.